This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Studios on the campus of the University of Common Sense in the Big Easy, the professor of thinkology and a man dedicated to truth and common sense. America, class is in session right here, right now, with your host, Jim Brown.
Well, get your pen and papers out because we're ready to have some common sense time, and I hope you'll make some notes and have a good time with us. Jim Brown here on the Common Sense Show. Our website is radiocommonsense.com. Rhonda Gray's here with me. Rhonda, how you doing today?
Always good to be here, Jim.
And Leo Honeycutt, who's been away for a few weeks, but Leo's back with us. Want you to talk about that later on in the show.
All right.
Leo's come out of the woods.
That's right. Yes, he's made a comeback.
And I shaved.
All right. John Kennedy, the day John Kennedy died, what was the number one song in the country the day that John Kennedy passed away?
I'm leaving it all up to
you. Well, you're right, Leo, and I'm going to play it. You know, Leo, you kind of jumped me on that.
I'm sorry.
Our listeners should know this. So.
Leo's a cheater.
Dale and Grace. I'm leaving it all up to you, and that's the number one song in the country. That's Dale and Grace got married, had a little bar, a little music venue and a bar down here in our home state of Louisiana, and that was the number one song in the country. Then they never made another one. Why I mention that is the producer that discovered them, it's a good friend of ours named Mickey Montalbano, and he passed away. I think he's close to 90, 92 maybe, I think, wasn't he, Ron?
Montel Records, right.
For Montel Records, had a number of star Johnny Rivers that he discovered, and discovered a number of singers down here in the Deep South, and he passed away at, I think, 92 years old. A great guy, and a great purveyor of music in the South. He had a radio show on for years that played Southern music, and I just thought that was interesting, and so I wanted to pull that up in commemoration to our old friend, but also mention that when I looked, it said on the day John Kennedy died, that was the number one song in all of America back in November of 1963.
Mickey Montalbano probably knew every musician that went through the South, not just came from Louisiana, but played here, and there's so much rich musical history here, but he knew them all. He knew what labels they played on, who they played backup for before they made it big. He was a vast library of music knowledge.
Well, and if you look at the route you can take from the South, going through Memphis, Tennessee, down to some of the Mississippi juke joints along the river through the state of Mississippi, and of course winding your way all the way down to New Orleans, which is the home of the birth of jazz. So there's such a great musical flow that highlights with the Jazz Fest in New Orleans and so many great music venues. For those of you around the country who love music so much, and so we lost a great one there that really emphasized our music.
Well, that's back when music was music, too, and it relied mostly on voices and relied mostly on stories. You know, now everything is so synthesized, and it's been, you know, re-recorded, and it's been put through all kinds of computer programs, that kind of thing. Now you're not sure if you're actually listening to a person singing or if it's a computer.
Yeah, you're right. I went and saw that movie, Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh, yeah.
Freddie Mercury's story, and you can see that. This is in 1978, and they spent hours and hours remixing that song and replaying certain jibes, and they might have 10 different versions, and they would use portions of each of those versions to come up with one song. Well, that didn't happen back in the 50s and the 60s. You got out there, you played it, and what you listened to was what you got. And we had the Hank Williamses of the world and the Johnny Mathises of the world, whatever your venue was, with an opera or anything, you got it one time. And quite frankly, I like that. I like the authenticity. And if a mistake was made, hey, that's life. We all make mistakes, and they make mistakes there, too. But these remixes, it's just too fine. And I'm a fan of the old traditionalists, and certainly our friend Mickey was one of those.
Well, and a lot of these tribute artists or these tribute bands now that go around playing, you know, like the Platters and that kind of thing at all the different venues, they're having trouble keeping up with a lot of the current stuff because you can't duplicate on stage what they mix by computers.
That's right.
Anyway, it doesn't sound the same.
For another thing, Leo, they can't exactly dance and sing at the same time at this age, too. That's another lost art for these groups that are doing reunion tours.
That's right.
Just the hand movement.
Right.
I think like Elton John is on his, this is the final tour. You'll never hear him again.
His third final tour.
Kiss. Kiss is on their final tour. And of course, then after a year or two, Barbara Streisand came out of retirement for her next final tour.
Gene Simmons' tongue is hanging down to his waist.
Down to his Social Security card.
Right.
When the money runs out, money gets a little low, hey, let's go back on tour again, folks, and make a big reunion. I saw that Paul Simon comes on with his partner, who am I thinking of?
Art Garfunkel?
Yeah, Art Garfunkel. They, you know, every few years they will do one concert in, say, Central Park in New York, but they won't get back together.
A small, intimate gathering of about 100,000 people.
Oh, yeah, at least.
Or more, right, yeah.
Right, so.
Well, I saw Paul Simon's farewell tour about a month ago, and he left the door open by saying he's not going to be doing any more tours. Now, he will play different venues, but it won't be actually put together in a tour.
He might show up at some certain venues along the line.
You know, only a couple of years ago, Jim, you and I went to see, Kenny Rogers. Remember that?
That's right.
This was Kenny Rogers' post-facelift thing. You remember when he did this horrible facelift and his face looked like a mask? And the first thing he said on stage was, folks, took the mask off. And he did look better.
Oh, wow.
But Kenny Rogers must be 75 years old now.
Yeah.
And he just can't hit the high notes anymore. And I can understand that. I still like to hear him sing. But it just, I heard people like Wayne Newton, Tom Jones, some of you young folks don't even know who we're talking about. But these singers, I heard them in a later life. Now, Engelbert Humperdinck still sounds the same, hasn't changed a bit. Tony Bennett doesn't hit those high notes, but he still is such a marvelous crooner, especially when he gets together with
Lady Gaga
and Diane Kroll and an album with her.
Tony Bennett has stayed very relevant by singing with these younger entertainers. Well, Paul Simon's 77.
It's hard to believe.
Wow. He is, but
hello, darkness, my old friend.
That's kind of how he sounded.
I think that the Rolling Stones can get away with loud reverberation on their guitars and hollering a good bit. They can get away with not having that melodic tone that some of these crooners have. I saw Frank Sinatra before he died in one of his last shows, and he was really struggling. It was really a struggle. But it was Sinatra. You kind of waited for the song to be over so he'd tell his little jokes. And you just wanted to hear him talk is what you wanted to do. It was worth the outrageous price, whatever I paid to go see Sinatra, just to be there and hear the chairman of the board have his give and take a little bit. So, that was, by the way, that's on Sirius Radio, one of my favorite channels. I listen to the Sinatra channel on a regular basis.
Well, they really divined cool back in the 50s and 60s, and the Rat Pack and all them, Dean Martin and all of them. That really is a really classy sound, too. And those were songs that told stories and you could understand the words.
And tuxedos, very formal, and you'd have the orchestra come out. And we got some. Michael Blubley is a crooner. He's a crooner, as Harry Connick Jr., who's a Louisiana boy down here. I saw his father a couple of weeks ago, who also was a crooner.
That's right.
Harry Connick was the lead prosecutor down in New Orleans, but he had his own band, and I heard him perform on several occasions. Marvelous voice. So anyway, we miss those old guys, but you got to adapt to the new guys as their final whirlwind tour takes place. Hey, we got lots to talk about today here on the Common Sense Show. Want to talk to you about your health, talk a little bit about the wildfires. I got some questions to ask about those wildfires out west with Rana and Leo, getting their opinion. To check our schedule, go to our website at radiocommonsense.com. Hey, freshen up your coffee, kick back, and we'll be right back to make some more Common Sense. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Familiar Evil, the chilling true story by Ronna Gray of the international search for a television personality that exposed his dark side. Winner of 11 National Book Awards, including Best True Crime of 2017. Familiar Evil goes inside the criminal investigation that sent shockwaves from Louisiana to London. Available in hardback and ebook at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Books A Million, with signed copies at FamiliarEvil.com.
What if job searching could be easy? Like, what if you could search for a job, research the company, and apply all on the same site? You can do that on Glassdoor. Want to know what a job pays before you apply? Want a job with a shorter commute? You can find that on Glassdoor. What about insider info from actual employees? Yep, you can find that on Glassdoor too. Plus, interview questions, CEO ratings, all on one site. So go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Hey, we're here with Ronna Gray and Leo Honeycutt today with lots of news on the agenda. Leo and Ron, I want to ask you something. We've been following those terrible forest fires where hundreds of people are still missing because you can't. There's so much rubble to go through, they can't even identify the bodies. The fires are burning terribly out of control. Malibu, evacuation of the whole city. And here's my question. We got 5,500 National Guard troops sitting on the border in tents, kind of sitting around all day waiting for this caravan to come, this invasion that's still a couple of weeks away, I think. And we've got airplanes flying all over the Pacific Ocean and drills going on right now. Why don't we get all those folks out to California and deal with those wildfires? I mean, we are ruining the lives of thousands of people who are losing everything they have, who may have never experienced problems in the past and are way underinsured. They're going to lose their life savings. They're going to lose everything, and not just a handful. We're talking about thousands and thousands of people. Hundreds of people may be buried out that way. What's with our priorities? Of the three of us, I'm a little bit more defensive of the president on many issues that come up. But in an issue like this, I just don't understand that. We've got, if there's 5,000 troops sitting there on the border playing pinochle, and just waiting for this onslaught to come weeks from now, why aren't we sending troops? Why aren't we calling up National Guards across the country? Why aren't we going in there and helping those people? Guys, you got any perspective on that? I just don't understand.
I think you make an excellent point. It may be because of the intensity of the fire. There are not that many people who are trained to fight those type of things. You've seen the California firefighters who are very well trained. We've lost them in previous wildfires. But you're right, Jim. I've seen search and rescue units from across the country respond in hurricanes. And in Louisiana, where we're broadcasting from and very well trained in hurricanes, we send people to search and rescue efforts all across the country. That's a very good question. Leo probably has the answer.
Actually, I do have the answer. Since California, this happens to California every single year, every single season, and they're still fighting it the way they were 100 years ago. California sits next to what? The Pacific Ocean. They should have pumps that go out into the ocean, and they should put rings of sprinklers around the urban areas so that when these fires break out, which they will in the future, they simply douse down at least a half mile swath of forest to keep that whole thing from happening again. But yet it happens over and over, and nobody ever does anything about it except flying C-131s that belly up with the water or the retardant, and then they just dump it in one fell swoop, and so it never works.
Yeah, you would think, particularly like in Malibu, where they're right on the ocean.
There you go.
And you see houses that are burning right on the ocean. You would think you couldn't do that in inland areas. Probably be too expensive. But you think you could run a whole series of pumps that would just flood that area.
That's right.
With ocean water.
That's right.
Just massive generators.
That's right.
I mean, you've got these windmills all over out west generating electricity. It seems like, because as you say, Leo, this is not just a one-time occurrence. This has happened now for several years. Yeah, and because
not always on the coast, though. They're not always coastal fires. I mean, I don't ever remember. They had students sheltering in place at Pepperdine University, which overlooks the Pacific there. Malibu, those homes. It's not.
See, I lived in Malibu. I lived in California for 2 years, and I remember they talked about another process of desalination. Well, they never did anything with it, and now here they're running dry on fresh water. So, come on, folks, you're right there next to the biggest resource in the world, the ocean.
Well, if you're there, I was looking actually in Paradise, California. They're on something called the the North Fork of the Feather River, which is apparently a large river. So I don't know. That's an interesting question. We'll try to get a guest on next week to follow that situation to see.
Let's call Jerry Brown.
Let's call Jerry Brown
and ask
Governor Moonbeam.
What's going on?
Well, he's about out. He's on his last leg. He's about out. And you mentioned Governor Moonbeam, Leo. You know, he's got a pretty good reputation out there. I mean, very popular, easily reelected. So it's not like, you know, he's off on some kind of a crazy tangent like some of these governors were. But anyway, I just thought that was puzzling. Why, as Leo says, we're flying these large airplanes over and dropping the repellent that basically tries to put out the fire. But if you're right on the coast, just massive amounts of water. Now, again, we don't know the logistics. I want to get an expert on, but I know these fires rise hundreds of feet in the air, and often they're moving at 60 miles an hour.
And the wind can change, and they change directions that quickly. That's a speeding car.
We could be burning right here in Baton Rouge, and 50 minutes from now, be burning up the city of New Orleans, as an example, and wherever you happen to live in the country. So you think you're safe. Well, that's just somebody else's problem. And by the time you wake up in the morning, the fires have spread so quickly and so intensely. But there's a debate that needs to go on, because the cleanup, you know, all these homes destroyed. You know FEMA's going to go in. It's going to cost billions of dollars to deal with that situation out there. And we try to put sometimes a Band-Aid, or we don't deal with the symptoms. We deal with the results, and that's the same thing in our health. We let our health get so bad, then we have to go try to get the doctor to stop the onslaught, if you will. We don't take care of it. We don't do any long-range planning for ourselves. We're going to talk about that later on the show. And we seem not to do a very good job when it comes to the long-range planning of disasters.
Well, Jim, here, this is where it comes down to everybody in the country. We all wind up paying for it, because whether it's a hurricane, whether it's a tornado, whether it's earthquakes, whether it's fires, all that gets spread out over the ratepayers and insurers across the country. So all these people who have these catastrophic losses in Southern California, we're going to pay for it right here in Louisiana, Texas, Minneapolis, every place.
And that goes into something that I've been talking about for years, is a national catastrophic fund, where you take a very small percentage, a few dollars a year, would add on to everybody's insurance policy. It would go into a national reinsurance fund. Got no federal money, no government involved, and then as a disaster takes place, above a certain level, the insurance companies, so they don't go broke, would only pay up to a certain level, and the reinsurance fund would come in to take it from there. And depending on where your exposure, if you're living out there where the wildfires happen all the time, you're going to pay more into the fund than, say, if you're living in the Midwest where it's not much happening. So,
except tornadoes.
That's right. Well, but still not
right.
to the level. Not
right.
to the level.
No, you're right.
But we got to be thinking like that long range. And so,
it was a terrible tragedy out there, no question.
It ought to be mandatory.
It started with a campfire.
Ought to be mandatory that every member of Congress listen to the Common Sense Show every single
That's
week.
It.
Jim Brown, Ronna Gray, and Leo Honeycutt. Freshen up your coffee. Go to RadioCommonSense.com, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
This is the old Cajun contractor Michael King here, host of Home Talk USA. Did you know that you can now shop and purchase online quality name brand tools and accessories at discounted prices from one of the top most visited online hardware stores, The Handy City? That's right. You can now take the hassle of having to go out and purchase these products. Just think, you can now order all of the top name brands from the comfort of your home computer and have it delivered straight to you in most cases. And the shipping is free. All the products are personally endorsed by me and guaranteed 100% by the manufacturer by using our online store. You'll be also helping to keep our popular home improvement radio show on the air. So please check out our website today at TheHandyCity.com. That's TheHandyCity.com. I'll say it again, TheHandyCity.com. Quality products at discount prices straight to you. I have only one thing I can say. Ça c'est le bon temps roulet. Let the good times roll. Yai!
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A Saudi prince says CIA claims that it has found Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman had a hand in the killing of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi cannot be trusted. Khashoggi was murdered inside the Saudi consulate in Istanbul in early October, and the CIA says it's concluded the Crown Prince ordered the murder. But now Prince Turki Al-Faisal, a senior royal, says the CIA is not the highest standard of accuracy, and he points to intelligence that predicated the 2003 U.S. invasion of Iraq. He adds he doesn't know why the CIA is not on trial. European Union leaders are throwing support behind a Brexit deal reached with U.K. Prime Minister Theresa May at a summit in Brussels today. The deal still needs to be approved by the British Parliament before the March deadline for the U.K. to leave the EU. And this is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
I want to talk a little bit about your health here. Ronna Gray and Leo Honeycutter joining me. And there's been some studies out showing that years of research points to the fact that downing energy drinks can damage your liver, increase blood pressure, tooth erosion, and even more. They can be very, very damaging. All these power drinks that are out there, often loaded with sugar, even though some that are not, that you're trying to boost your energy, just doesn't seem to work like you think. I want to talk about this here right now. Dr. Rosemary Bates is joining me. She's an expert in internal medicine. She practices over in the Dallas area. All kinds of information about Dr. Bates is on our website at RadioCommonSense.com. Hey there, Doc. Glad you joined us on the Common Sense Show today.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure.
Well, Doc, what I'm interested in this story, you've been following all this new study. The American Heart Association has got a summit in Chicago next week, and they're saying that consuming just one drink can lead to negative effects on blood vessel function. That's pretty serious. Have you followed that study? What do you make of that? What do you think of these energy drinks that seem to be pervasive, for, particularly for so many young people?
So, yeah, great question. So yes, I followed it. I think it's very interesting, and I think the very least we need to do some more research. So, as you know, these drinks are massive. It's a massive market. It's a multi-billion dollar market. It kind of got, it blew up in around 1997 with the introduction of Red Bull. I think some things we need to know, that about a third of our teens between 12 and 17 drink them regularly. They're not actually regulated by the FDA because they're dietary supplements. And next to multivitamins, they're actually the most common supplement used. So as you said, we've long known that they can do anything from insomnia, agitation, increased heart rate, increased blood pressure, some of the other things that you said. So they just did a new study a couple of weeks ago. They took 44 healthy, non-smoking, actually medical students. And what they did, they looked at their blood vessel volume, right? their blood vessel expansion. And they did it right before a drink, so they did it at what they call baseline to see how much, if you will, your blood vessel could grow, could expand. And before a drink, it was about 5%, if that makes sense. Then they gave them one 24-ounce drink, and then 90 minutes after that drink, they remeasured, again, how much a blood vessel can actually open. And it was decreased by about half to only 2.8%. So what does that mean? I mean, basically, when you think of blood vessel, think, okay, blood vessel, that's where our blood goes. And when you think of blood, the smartest thing to think is oxygen. Every single cell in our body, think heart as well, heart and brain especially, right, needs oxygen. So what we're sort of saying is, even as you're stimulating your heart, you're stimulating your body, you're releasing all these fight and flight things, we're increasing our heart rate, we're really increasing our heart's need for oxygen. And at the same time, we're potentially decreasing the ability to flow, for the ability for it to, the oxygen to be delivered. And so there's a theory now, at least a thought, is there's very rare reports of actual heart attacks after these drinks. And this could be the reason. So again, like you say, they're presenting it to the American Heart Association in Chicago, meeting in Chicago. And the question is, if there isn't a warning on these drinks, you know, we've got a warning on cigarettes and alcohol and all kinds of other great things. And the question is whether it's really safe. And again, a third of our kiddos, 12 to 17, are drinking these regularly.
Yeah, I've got a son of mine who's in the construction business. He's 32 and got several workers that are, you know, not teenagers anymore, out of college. And, you know, they grab these Red Bull and all these various drinks all the time to give them energy and keep them going. And I thought, you know, we used to drink an extra cup of coffee in our day, but these energy drinks are so appealing, and they apparently do give a little zip. I 40 grams of sugar in there, I guess it would. And as you say, not realizing the serious health effects.
So perspective. So first of all, is they're actually the most popular, like you say, between male teens and adults 18 to 34. So in one of these cans, they generally come in two sorts. So there's a can, you know, it's going to be anything from 16 to 24 ounces, all these shots. In a can, you can get as much as 300 to 500 milligrams of caffeine. And in these shots, it's about 130 to 200 an ounce. And there's a couple to a couple and a half ounces. So when you compare that to your cup of coffee, about an 8-ounce cup of coffee is about 100 milligrams, right? About 100 milligrams. And a regular cola is about 35 to 50 grams of caffeine. But that isn't necessarily just the issue. Like you said, we can easily measure caffeine, and it's sort of fairly transparent. It's on the bottle. But there's all these other things. Guarana, which is something that actually metabolizes to caffeine. Then there's yohimbine, ginseng, taurine, all these other things we can't pronounce. Like you said, between 54 and 62 grams of added sugar. And again, perspective, we recommend men's added sugar about 25 grams, female 25 and women 38. So again, we're sort of doubling the sugar, we're doubling the recommended daily in one of these cans, and we're loading it with all these stimulants. So I think, again, I mean, they're not healthy. I think we can say they're certainly not healthy, and the question is whether they're actually harmful.
Oh, I think you made an excellent point. Tell me what you know about the FDA. The FDA we look at as consumers to protect us, but it seems like I'm constantly hearing about some dangerous products that aren't regulated by the FDA. You know what the guidelines are? I guess if there's drugs in it, it's regulated by the FDA. But I wonder just what the FDA regulates that allows this kind of thing to happen.
So So you're right, and again, I may not have done as much research on this as I could have done, but they certainly regulate food, and they regulate drugs, and I mean, they really regulate drugs, and appropriately so, but they don't actually regulate supplements. And so because these are actually, they're classified as a supplement as opposed to a food, they are therefore not regulated. And you often see, I mean, the supplement business, you know, as well as these energy, I mean, it's $1 billion worth of business. I mean, it's a massive, massive business. And so you have to be very, very careful, I know, about making claims, like being able to make a claim that something cures. But you can certainly allude to a lot of things. And again, they're not FDA regulated. So, you know, I think again, these are some of the great questions. We don't realize just how common and, you know, and potentially harmful.
Yeah, there's no guidance either when you mention all those supplements. You take vitamin C, and is it natural? Is it synthetic? Yeah. What does synthetic mean?
Yeah.
Are there chemicals in it? I mean, these are things that the average consumer just doesn't really know, and there's no real guidelines. You got to get on the Internet and research, and then there's various opinions about it. It can be very confusing, can it, Doc?
You know what? I think it's very, very confusing. I mean, in just the same way, you know, we talked a little bit about the sugar, and we know that, you know, sugar's absolutely linked to obesity, and it's linked to diabetes. And then it's just like trying to research, you know, what's a healthy diet? And is it keto, or is it paleo, or is it low carb, or is it, I mean, so I do think they're very, very confusing. And I actually read something the other day about, what I'm trying to think what it was. It was about mega doses of, I want to say it was mega doses of green tea. We think of green tea as extremely, extremely healthy, but this yeah. was evidently some of the good stuff in green tea. This, again, this is one, I read this in a medical magazine about liver failure, and it was mega dosed into, so dehydrating whatever the good stuff is, putting capsules, and so people taking it mega doses. And I think
and listen, Dr. Bates, hang on to that thought. I want you to continue because you've got a good point. We've got to take a mandatory break. Just take a okay. short time. Talking
Thank
to
you.
Dr. Rosemary Bates. She's an expert in internal medicine over in the Dallas area. Her website information is on our website at radiocommonsense.com. Hey, get yourself some coffee without too much caffeine in it, and we'll be right back to make some more Common Sense.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Attention parents and grandparents, have you ever wanted to give a gift that would have lasting value and provide spiritual benefits long after Christmas is over? A gift you could even call an investment in the next generation? If so, this is going to be the single most important message you'll hear this holiday season. Hi, I'm Bill Hyde, and I want to tell you about an exciting gift, one you can give your kids or grandkids that's going to teach Christian history, build up their faith, provide extraordinary role models, and it's all done with a distinctive Christian worldview. I'm talking about the award-winning Movies for the Mind CD sets based on the Extraordinary Adventures of G.A. Henty audio series. The best part? You can finally give a Christian gift to the kids that's not boring, dull, or cheesy. The audio adventures also build vocabulary, focus, and attention span. But they're not sold in stores, and you can't get the adventures at any big internet retailers either. So to learn more, even get below wholesale pricing and a whole bunch of Christmas bonuses, go to GiveTheAdventure.com. That's GiveTheAdventure.com. The perfect gift for kids of all ages from 6 to 100. Go to GiveTheAdventure.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hi, folks. It's a holiday season with hope in the air. Things to look forward to and no time for despair. Health can be a challenge, and so can the mail. So Get the Tea wants to help you by giving you a sale. Buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month for free. No limit. That's buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month free. That's a savings of $35. Where? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Scroll down on the front page and find the Buy Two, Get One Free ad. Click it and save. Orders over $100 get free shipping. Send the gift of life. Change tea at GetTheTea.com. We have many, many non-GMO organic supplements just waiting for you. This holiday season, enjoy health and Thanksgiving with GetTheTea.com. Want to call us? 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. GetTheTea.com is a proud sponsor of Doing What's Right. That's GetTheTea.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Hey, we're talking with Dr. Rosemary Bates. She's an expert in internal medicine over in the Dallas area. She has a drbateswellness.com as her website, and we're talking about these energy drinks, and we're also talking about how you know about vitamins. If you go to the drugstore, it says vitamin C. Well, there's different kinds of vitamin C. Some of them are made with chemicals, and some of them are natural, and you can find that in so many vitamins. And so it seems like I wish there's some kind of a very responsible guide, but we don't seem to have anything like that, do we, Dr. Bates?
No, and again, your point's so well taken about sort of, again, the confusing information I said, I had just said before is, you know, the confusing, what's a good diet? You know, it's Mediterranean or it's paleo or it's keto, and then somebody else, says, oh, this is bad and that's good. And sometimes this information changes. So no, point's well taken. So FDA it regulates food and the drug industry, the actual pharmaceutical industry. And again, I don't want to misspeak, not necessarily knowing every detail, but I do know this. It does not regulate supplements, for instance. And again, these energy drinks are supplements, therefore not regulated. And I think it's very difficult to get good information. And is one thing the same as another? Like you say, there's different, you know, chemical salts, if you will, of things. And then what are the right doses? I do think it's very, very confusing. And I mean, it wasn't so long ago, you know, our food pyramid changed. And, you know, even in the medical world, we'll have some information that, say, we were told in, we changed our mind. You know, there's something called a beta blocker that comes to mind in heart failure, how it used to be you would never use that, and now it's almost med mal not to use it. So again, some information changes. Differently thoughts change, if you like. You know, new information comes to light. But no, I think it's a tough thing to regulate, to know what you're getting, you know, what it's really equal to. And sometimes a moderate amount of something, more isn't always better. You know how sometimes you think, wow, if one is good, 10 has got to be, you know, 10 times as good. Not so much, right? So sometimes a little is good. I'm not convinced a little of the energy drinks are good, right? But sometimes a little of something is good, but that doesn't necessarily mean mega doses of it are.
Well, let me ask you this. Now, I come to you as a doctor, and we've become this obese nation, and I was at breakfast this morning with some friends that had come by early to visit with an out-of-town guest, and they were all talking about how they can lose some weight. One of the fellows said he's got to lose 20 pounds, and everybody wanted to lose some weight. And they all had a suggestion. They all had the paleo diet and this diet and Weight Watchers, and I have basically the same weight I've had for 20 years, and I don't follow any diet. I make a nice, fresh health drink in the morning that I drink with me. I put vegetables in my health drink. You can't taste it because I put some strawberries and some fruit in it, put some protein powder. That's my breakfast. At lunch today, I'm going to eat a salad. And I'll probably do a little bit more. You know, for supper, we may go out and have a good piece of fish and some vegetables and something along that line. I keep my weight. I get a little exercise. It just seems like that makes good common sense, but everybody's looking for this magic diet, aren't they?
I mean, you are absolutely right. You are absolutely right. And your diet, incidentally, sounds absolutely fabulous. And honestly, the exception. Okay, so the exception. So a third of us are obese, right? At least a third of the nation is obese. Increasingly, our kids are obese. You know, when I went in the 1990s, you didn't used to see a kid with type 2 diabetes, which is often a lifestyle thing. It's an insulin resistance. It's where you've got more and more resistant to your insulin, et cetera, et cetera, as opposed to type 1, which is kids are born, you know, usually is diagnosed very early. You have immune system, so you're not making any, it's an immune issue. You're no longer making your own insulin. So very, very different. And now most kids have the type 2 diabetes instead of the 1. So like you say, it's a massive problem. Everybody wants a fix. Everybody wants a fix. And at the end of the day, there are a couple of tricks, but at the end of the day, it is calories in and calories out. If in your activity of the day and or the week and or the month, you're burning, say in a day, let's just say you're burning 1,800 calories. Well, if you eat 1,900 calories, then you have a surplus of 100 calories. By the time you have overeaten 3,500 calories, that is a pound. That's only 500 calories a day for 7 days in a week, if that math kind of made quick sense to you. So again, we're overweight because we're overeating. We're out-eating what we're working. They say we underestimate the calories that we eat by about 25%, and we overestimate the calories that we burn by about 25%. So you do that math. And again, it's calories in, calories out. Now, there's a tiny bit of where you start to get is sugars and carbohydrates, if they're what we call a high glycemic index. Sugar goes up high. Insulin goes up high. Insulin takes a while to come down. So then we're not burning fat. So I do think that type of food plays somewhat of a role. But again, it's calories. It's like you say, like a 2-ton gorilla or a 1-ton gorilla. Honestly, don't know the weight of gorillas. A shame on me. But I mean, they bamboo all day, right? I mean, it's a vegetable, right? So
that's
again,
a good point.
Doc,
listen to me though, Doc. My mama told me that I needed to clean my plate, clean up all those big portions. And, you know, the American plates are about 30% bigger than the plates they have in Europe. But we have these big plates, and mama says, now clean up your plate. And my plate is loaded with mashed potatoes.
And fried and chicken.
The fried chicken, mashed potatoes, and all of these, you know, homemade bread, you know, you spread on the butter, and mama says clean my plate. That's not very good advice, is it?
And you're right. Well, I tell you what, clean your plate. I mean, whatever, however much the world is starving, right? So clean your plate. If your plate is a little bit lean and green and you got a couple of veggies on there and you got some fish, maybe some chicken, some lean meat, you know, and maybe just a little bit of carbohydrate. But again, more, as you said, the dinner plate is so much bigger. You know, we're supposed to eat when we're hungry and stop when we're full. We don't even know when we're full anymore. We don't even know. And And then another thing that I don't think that you can completely discount, I mean, obesity, the rise of obesity and diabetes really went nuts in the 80s. And in the 80s is when we did that big, you know, get the fat out, get the fat out. We loaded up on sugar. And then things like, and then genetically modified, right, genetically modified stuff. And then high fructose corn syrup, the corn being genetically modified. So I don't, you can't completely discount all of that. I mean, you know what I'm saying is when you talk about calories and things, and again about the dinner plate, I'll tell you another thing, and I think this is a huge difference between here and Europe. If you know, last time you went to Europe, is we don't move, and it's not anything. We don't necessarily need to be blamed. It's our lifestyles. Most everybody gets paid for something. Most people get paid for something, and most of us get paid. What we get paid for is sitting on our rears. We're not roofing and farming. You know, we're not roofing and farming. We're driving in our car.
Leo is, but that's Leo on the show does.
Yes, I look like Arnold Schwarzenegger too.
There you
Sorry, go ahead. We're having fun, Doc. Go ahead.
No, and then the commute. You know, we're sitting in our cars. We get up. We barely roll out of bed. We roll around our house, you know, just a little bit, right? Then we go into our attached garage and get in our car. So we've done what? How many steps have we done between now and then? We spend between, what, 30 minutes and an hour, 60 minutes, you know, in traffic on our duffs. Maybe we've driven through for a drive-through for breakfast. I really don't do that, right? But you know, something like that. Then we go, we sit down at work all day, and we don't even get up and talk to our buddies in the cubicles. Oh, hell no. We text, we email, we roll out of the office at the end of the day after, I don't know, between 8 and 14 hours. We're absolutely exhausted, but we've actually done nothing physical. Then we roll back home with our commute and sit on the couch exhausted. So
and drink an energy
moving.
Drink.
Yeah, and drink an energy drink to make us feel better.
and we are exhausted. We haven't done anything again, and it's our lifestyle.
Hey, Doc, you got to cut it off there. We've got to move on to the top of the news. Dr. Rosemary Bates joins us. She specializes in internal medicine. Her website is drbateswellness.com. Dr. Rosemary, we'd love to have you on today. We hope we can have you back again. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you again soon.
You too, sir. Great to be there. Thank you.
Okay. Interesting lady. Glad to have her on to talk about you being healthy, folks. And we're going to get the top of the news here now, let you know what's going on in the world. We'll be back for the second hour of the Common Sense real soon. RadioCommonSense.com. Stay with us. We'll be back.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Familiar Evil, the chilling true story by Ronna Gray of the international search for a television personality that exposed his dark side. Winner of 11 National Book Awards, including Best True Crime of 2017. Familiar Evil goes inside the criminal investigation that sent shockwaves from Louisiana to London. Available in hardback and ebook at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Books A Million, with signed copies at FamiliarEvil.com.
If your dog has shedding, dry skin, excessive scratching, I would recommend Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a big tube of Doggo Suds free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Doggo Suds shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Doggo Suds
free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. ProactiveMD.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. ProactiveMD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to ProActive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to ProActive.com and enter promo code radio.